Hello, Vashon. This is Dove Speaks. Chris Austin here on a dreary Wednesday afternoon. And my normal co-host, Betsy Archibault, is in Olympia doing great things. And in her stead is Nin Gray, the lead advocate for the Dove Project. Hello, Nin.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually don't mind the rain, for what it's worth.
What?
I know everyone's so sick of it, but I think it's sweet. Plus, all the flowers and blossoms are out now, so, you know.
This interview's over. I'm sorry. I can't go on.
Optimism.
Yeah. I'm also jealous of your radio voice.
Oh.
It's awesome.
Yay. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
So today, we have a topic that's new to me, relatively new, and it's the Green Dot Project.
Yeah.
Correct? And that is like the most obscure name I could think of.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you about it. I can explain the name too.
So is it obscure on purpose? I mean, is it... you hear it and like, what in the world could that be?
Yeah, totally. Well, so there is a short overview, short meaning not... all day. There's a longer Green Dot as a bystander intervention training. And there is a shorter one and a longer one for people in the general community like yourself. And even in the short one, they explain the Green Dot pretty quickly. So how they explain that, how I will be explaining it when we do our training end of April here on the island, is have you ever seen those old movies where there's some kind of epidemic, like a zombie outbreak or, you know.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Okay. And they show, and they're like in a conference room and the politicians are looking at a map and they're like, the first incident started here and it's a red dot on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, and then it spread and now it's across the map and there's all these red dots. Have you ever seen an old movie like that? Okay. So they borrow from that idea. And if you were imagine a map of Vashon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of a zombie outbreak,
good,
God,
I like it already.
the red dot would instead represent a moment where someone is doing harm or violence to another person.
Okay.
Right. And so that would be a red dot on our Vashon map. And, you know, can happen anywhere. Can happen uptown. It can happen in people's homes. There's lots of incidences, unfortunately, of power-based personal violence and to varying degrees. And so the idea with a green dot is the green dot on a map is the moment when someone intervenes, when someone says, hey, that's not okay, or hey, do you need help, or hey, I've noticed you had a lot to drink, I'm happy to give you a lift home. That's a green dot on our map, right?
So
the idea is that the green dots start to be more than the red dots on the map. And you have a map that's a lot more green dots, and maybe no red dots eventually. So that's hence the name Green Dot. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense now?
Bit of a mental leap to get there, but I got there.
It makes sense once it's explained to you.
Yes,
but yeah.
And I love maps.
Yeah.
I'm a map guy, so I get it. So why is this involved with Dove? Why would Dove be concerned with this?
Yeah, well, a big part of what we do, Chris, is prevention. And so not only do we serve the needs of survivors of domestic violence on the island, and we also have, we're not a sexual assault agency at Dove, but we do, there is no sexual assault agency on the island. And so sometimes survivors and victims of sexual assault also come through our doors, and we do our best to provide basic advocacy and then refer them to where they can get help. But, you know, we do that work for people who have already been victims of power-based personal violence. Another part of what we do is prevention work so that we can hopefully intervene before those acts of harm and violence occur. And so since we are just a small staff of five of us and a few faithful volunteers, it's something we can't, you know, we can't do it alone. We don't want to. We want to create a culture on this island where everyone's jumping in to do their part, even if it's just one tiny little bit.
Sure. And I think there's probably no agency that has enough people to quell that without the public's intervention.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I, you know, I'm a huge prevention fan. And we've had teen counsel in here, and the same thing. It's like prevention's hard in the sense that you can't. It's hard to explain what didn't happen because of this thing you did before.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I used to be a dentist, and like, you know, it's hard to say, well, you didn't have this cavity because we put sealants on your teeth, you know.
Right.
And
right.
They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. But I think this green dot goes a good way towards. I mean, I think of myself. I mean, if you see something that's not right, it could be anything from, you know, a parent smacking a kid or an argument that's kind of getting out of hand. Mm. It's like no one's born with the skills generally to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just had just 5 or 6 points that you're taught, like this is how you, you know, increasingly intercede in this thing, I think it would go a long way. Just something to fall back on. And that's what this training is, correct?
It is. I mean, it's really ultimately about two things. It's about individuals doing green dot acts, right? Intervening in a way that feels comfortable to them, which I'll talk a little bit more about, because we all have barriers to intervening, and the training is not to get rid of those for you. The mm-hmm. training is to validate the fact that there are maybe reasons that are very valid why we might not intervene in a given situation. So to have more green dots on the map, on our Vashon map, mm-hmm. right? That's one part of it. And then in addition, in the bigger picture, to create an overall climate on this island in our community, because we all care about each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can safely assume that we all want each other to be safe. And so we all need to look out for each other, and we all want to do that. So we create a climate on the island where violence isn't tolerated, where acts of harm are not okay on our island. And we're all making that happen by each doing a little bit, right?
Sure. So you kind of want the default to be help this situation rather than ignore or walk away from a bad situation.
Sure. I mean, talking about how culture changes, it's interesting. Remember how back in the day, you know, or even if you see, again, talking about old movies, you see, you know, people waiting in the doctor's office smoking, right? Everyone used to smoke inside.
Yes.
But now that's like, that's unheard of. I mean, the kids on this island couldn't even imagine going in to have a burger at the hardware store restaurant and everyone's lighting up cigarettes or, you know.
Yeah, or the cigarette machine by the restrooms.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, when did that change? It's like we remember that that used to be the way, maybe when we were little. But it's at some point that shifted. Or think about, for example, Facebook, right? I mean, a few years ago, there was no such thing. Now, almost everyone has one across the globe. I mean, it's not even just in our community or our country, but, you know, all over the world. So that didn't start out that way. It wasn't like suddenly, you know, Mark Zuckerberg had this idea for Facebook and then all of a sudden, bam, it was all over the world.
Sure.
It just took a few people taking a couple minutes to make a Facebook account and then their friends and their friends and their friends. And so the culture started to shift pretty quickly, but it did take a while by individuals doing their 2 minutes to make the Facebook account, right? So that's sort of the same idea. It's like if individuals each contribute to this idea and action of bystander intervention, you've got all these little individuals taking their 2 minutes to do a green dot, and then lo and behold, eventually the culture will shift towards nonviolence and non-harm.
And we're not talking about grandmothers breaking up fights. Like that's not expected when you get out of this training. It's made to stay within your kind of comfort zone of what you feel comfortable doing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all kinds of personal barriers that might really create an environment for you in your own personal landscape where you feel uncomfortable intervening. You know, we've heard of stories where people will stand around and watch assault happen, and some will say, well, we didn't know what to do, or we thought someone else was going to intervene, or we knew it was not right, but we were worried about our own safety. So the short training, not even the long one, but just the introduction, I would consider it sort of an introduction to Green Dot, which is what we're offering at the end of April. There was also a couple trainings of the same length in January. So we look right away at those personal barriers because we all have them. It's not everyone can put on their Wonder Woman outfit and, you know, power in and save the day. I mean, first of all, not everyone has that kind of personality.
Absolutely.
Some people are shy. Some people are introverted. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be that you watch a situation unfolding and you don't intervene because maybe you know that that person who's perpetrating the harm, it could be someone you work with or work for, or it could be your neighbor or
Absolutely.
Your kid's teacher.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a lot of great, I'm not talking about any teachers here on the island, but we have a lot of great teachers. And, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? There could be all kinds of valid reasons. So it's not to change who you are. You mm-hmm. don't come out of the Green Dot training thinking, okay, I wouldn't have intervened before because I'm kind of a shy, reserved person, but now all of a sudden I'm bold and brave.
Right.
It's looking at, okay, given your naturally introverted, shy personality, what could you do?
Yeah.
Well,
I always think of the scenario, and you've probably seen them on YouTube, is a some kind of bad situation on a subway or a bus, and people just kind of look straight ahead, and they're like, this is mm-hmm. not happening right next
yeah.
to me. And but that seems weird, but on the other hand, you think, all right, I commute this every day. I'm going to be back in the same seat tomorrow mm-hmm. and the next day mm-hmm. and am I gonna do no good and do harm to myself mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. you know trying to be a superhero
mm-hmm. so, yeah well safety is first. I mean, and I would say that that's a really valid barrier, but there are ways, you know, in the Green Dot training introduces these concepts. There are ways to intervene in some small way that may or may not make a difference, but it might.
Right.
And so if everyone does something, at least something is being done. At the end of the day, unfortunately, people will still be victimized sometimes, but they will know that there are people in the community that tried.
Mm-hmm.
So you can directly intervene in a situation where it looks like there's some personal power-based harm or violence happening. And some people are fine to do that. Some people are fine to say, you know, hey, it looks like she wants you to leave her alone and maybe step off. And, you know,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Or the other way that some people might feel more comfortable is delegating someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say there's some bullying going on at the middle school and kids witness it. They can go delegate a teacher or someone else to intervene. Or, for example, maybe at a party, you see someone, you know, your college age kids, and you see someone maybe having a little bit too much to drink, and it's a guy kind of hanging around her. You could delegate someone else to go check in, like, hey, you're friends of hers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her? You want to mm-hmm. go check in with her? Because I know that guy and it's kind of embarrassing, but you know, you could, you know,
right.
She's delegating someone else. And then the final way, which is kind of fun, it offers a lot of creativity, is distract. So, you know, maybe you trip and accidentally spill a drink on someone, or oh my God, and you just create a distraction that breaks up the energy of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that little pause, that little reset is enough to stall
yeah.
someone's bad behavior.
All of a sudden, everyone's attention's on the spilled drink, where the guy is or the perpetrator.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay, this the mood is broken, so to speak.
Right, exactly.
I
because
see.
I think sometimes when people are committing acts of harm, they get into a little bubble,
mm-hmm,
right? It's
mm-hmm.
like when people see red and they don't really see any other colors
yeah.
because they're so in it. The distraction provides a great way to kind of splash some other colors on the situation, as it were. So anyway, those are the three D's: directly intervening, delegating someone else, or distraction.
Mm.
And so in the bystander awareness training for Green Dot, people come away having thought about, talked about, and practiced scenarios or hypotheticals with those. And in this way, people are empowered to feel like they can intervene in some way that fits their personality and honors their own personal barriers.
Yeah. Very good. Let me interrupt you for a second. We need to thank some folks. First of all, we need to thank John L. Scott, founding underwriter for KBSH. Best people, best results. Also, VOV support is provided by Minglement since 1972, Vashon Island's original resource for the conscientious consumer, carrying a full selection of organic groceries, produce, prepared food, supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs, conveniently located at center where the town of Vashon originated. Also, VOV support is provided by Dogwood Associates. Since 2002, Dogwood Associates has been providing professional and confidential tax services, IRS representation, and account services for individuals and businesses on Vashon and beyond. So let me back up just a minute here. One of the things I want to kind of, I always like to bring back this to personal situations. And as I said earlier, I was a dentist for 10 years, and the worst day of my life in dentistry was a little four-year-old boy came in, and it was really clear he was he'd been abused. And so I contacted the local hospital, and I spoke with the forensic child psychologist, and we tried an intervention, and the authorities, the police were notified and all this kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, nothing really happened to mm-hmm. the parents. And I was very upset. Mm-hmm. And she sat me down and she said, you know, even though nothing happened this time, it's recorded. Mm-hmm. And when something in the future happens, it's like if you hadn't said anything, the next time would be the first time, as right. far as the authorities knew.
Yeah.
And now they have this documented case, and as it goes forward, it builds against them. So that's kind of what I'm thinking of, is if even you just do a little bit, it documents it, puts it on the radar for somebody else down the road. Yeah. Which I think is so important.
Absolutely. I mean, our work with clients at the Dove Project, I mean, I can tell you firsthand that it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a journey for people to be able to rebuild their lives and establish healthy ways of being and habits of being that support their self-care and their health and their self-worth. And sometimes it's just a slog over years for people to really kind of step into the lives that they feel safe and comfortable sure. in. And so it takes a while, and it's a process. And so I think that's absolutely true.
It's probably also a marathon before they get to Dove.
Like, oh, yeah.
This didn't happen on the first date.
Oh, or, yeah.
You know, this is a years long process. I
absolutely. Yeah. Well, because people are very good at coping and surviving. Mm. I mean, humans are inherently very hardy, right? So we are. And, I think also, you know, when we're in prolonged violence, I think there's a element of disbelief, like, well, this is not happening to me, or this is not that.
Yeah.
And so by the time people come through the doors at Dove, I mean, yes, they've been not only surviving for a while, but very good at coping with it, mm-hmm. really good at surviving. They know how to, and it's likely reached some kind of breaking point. So you're right. I mean, it takes a long time to undo everything that's been done to them. And I agree with you that, you know, little acts, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, eventually build a big tapestry of support mm-hmm. for people who are needing that support. So, and how amazing to do that as a community, right? If everyone just does their 2 minutes, as it were,
yeah.
like the amount of time it takes to make a Facebook account, right? If everyone were to take their 2 minutes, could you just imagine how supportive it would feel if you were a survivor of some kind of abusive situation or mm-hmm. personal power-based violence or harm?
Now, regarding the training itself, who was the audience? What's the appropriate age, I guess? Is it 5-year-olds to 90-year-olds? Or
that's a really great question. So this community-based curriculum that I got trained in, and there's another woman named Tracy Mack who works at the schools, and she and I both went. Dove sent us both. This was in Kent. So the people at our sister organization, Dawn, in Kent, brought the trainers out. And there were this big, fun, lively group from Florida that also came out. And then the two of us from Vashon that went to this training. It was a 4-day training in August. And there were some people from SeaTac and Tacoma and different agencies. So it was really kind of neat. But this curriculum that we were trained in is the community-based curriculum. So it's for the community. They're working right now on a middle school curriculum, but that's in progress. And Green Dot has a high school curriculum and one for college age kids. So mm-hmm. we haven't been trained in the high school or the college age curriculum. So mm-hmm. this is meant for members of the community. That said, we did have a couple of teens and a couple of middle schoolers at the January trainings that were graciously facilitated by two people from Dawn in Kent. So they came out to do it. I kind of wanted to shadow it first before I offered it myself to see how it was done and just get a sense of it. That's how I learn. But anyway, and so there were a few middle schoolers that offered their feedback that they would love to have the training with more age-appropriate scenarios. So obviously middle schoolers aren't hanging out in a bar watching someone maybe having too much to drink, right? Hopefully. So the curriculums for the younger kids, I mean, it's not to say the middle schoolers can't come. They certainly come and they participated. It was mm-hmm. really cool. But the scenarios are a little more adult.
So, I see. Yeah. Well, next question I had for you is, so this is on April 29th from 5 to 6:30.
Yes.
So it's not going to be an hour and a half of just sitting and listening to a lecture.
Correct? Oh, no. It's definitely interactive. Okay, it's cool. Good. We get up and move around. And this, I mean, I'm a big fan of, I also teach yoga. And so I'm a really big fan of experiential learning. You can't read a book about yoga and then just know how to do it. You got to do it, right? You got to step on the mat and do it. You got to experience it. And so this also, it's an interactive experiential training. So you get up, you talk with your fellow team members, you know, people in the community, you brainstorm, you write things down. It's really fun, actually. So no, it is not just a dry sit and listen to a lecture.
Well, how about for the person that is kind of shy and would rather just listen? Is that okay to do too?
Absolutely. And that will certainly happen. I mean, everyone is different. And so there's going to be people that are going to want to answer all the questions and race and talk and interact. And I think just even going and participating by listening, you know, you're going to get just as much out of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
That's at the O Space too, by
the
way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris, to interrupt you.
No, that's quite all right.
Yeah. And pre-registration is required. So we just have a sense of how many people are coming, but April 29th at the O Space, 5 to 6:30. It is free. It's a free community event.
Nice.
The O Space has generously donated their space for us, and they believe in the cause. And then we did get a King County grant for this year to offer it this training a few times on the island in 2017. So we're excited about that.
All right. I'm going to let you read this next one. You ready?
Okay.
It's a cold read.
All right. It's cold. I can do it. I'm up for it. I'm ready.
Okay. It's my favorite underwriter.
Oh, mostly true Vashon Tours. I wonder who this is. This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True History book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you experience all that Vashon has to offer in the way of local food, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit vashontours.com.
Wow! I've read this 50 times and I didn't do that good. My goodness. All right, one more. We got to do them in pairs.
Okay, all right. Island Escrow. Voice of Vashon. Support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. Their number is 206-463-3137.
Thank you so much. Okay, so if you're just joining us, this is Dove Speaks. My name is Chris Austin. I'm here with Nin Gray. She is a lead advocate at the Dove Project, and we're talking about the Green Dot Project. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Green Dot what?
Green Dot.
Or just Green Dot.
Yeah, I guess it's a project. It's, you know, the CDC did a 5-year study of the effectiveness of this curriculum being rolled out on the college level. And after 5 years, they found nearly 50% reduction in the rate of crime happening on college campuses. 50%. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm really glad they did that study. I believe they're doing another study now for the community-based curriculum. I think it's underway. They haven't finished that 5-year study yet, but I just find that fascinating.
Yeah.
So this really works.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what's the origin of this program? Who came up with it and who?
There is a lot of information about that on the website. It was a woman who had been, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed that I forgot her name. You know, the training really wasn't focused so much on this.
Sure.
It was
a
3-minute blip about her. But the idea is that she had done a lot of prevention work and a lot of bystander programs, and she wasn't seeing any change, you know, in reduction in the rate of crime and personal power-based violence and harm that was happening. And so she was like, okay, it made her think, I will get her name here, but it made her realize, what's going on? Like, what are we doing wrong? And I think where she landed that inspired Green Dot is that it isn't about, you know, we opened this conversation discussing the fact that at Dove Project, we are a staff of five and a few faithful volunteers. We don't, it can't be up to us, to make sure the island is safe, right?
Yeah.
It has to be a community effort, right? And so that's, it dawned on her that we want everyone involved. It shouldn't just be social activists and social people providing social services to it doing this work. It has to be community-wide. And that's what made the greatest difference, is getting everyone involved in a tangible way. You don't have to go to college to study it for 4 years and get a degree in Green Dot. Right?
Sure.
It's just something anyone and everyone can do. And so that's the power in that.
It's probably something that once you know it, you can teach it to someone else. That your friend doesn't need to go to the class per se. You can get the kind of the meat of it just by, well, this is what they taught me in the class, correct? Or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, part of our training was to have a 90-second conversation, like the elevator ride.
Elevator pitch,
yeah. So to be able to just summarize it. And part of our training, the 4 days, was to do that with a member of our household, you know, our family or someone we knew, to practice that. And I've even... You know, I've even heard my 12-year-old, who's in 7th grade at McMurray Middle School, be able to explain it in under 2 minutes, which also I realize, I'm aware that Tim Hulley was here last week with Kyle Britson, Betsy Archambault, and Tim and a couple of our other volunteers and staff members are heading up lunch dates at with Dove at the McMurray Middle School.
Yeah.
And he's right now in the middle of doing a bystander set of lessons. We go in once a week, and he's been working really hard. So he hasn't been trained in Green Dot with the middle school curriculum. In fact, there isn't a middle school curriculum yet. They're working on it. But he's borrowed some of the concepts from Green Dot, as well as found some other resources online for the middle school age group, so they can have scenarios that work for them. And we intend to do something next fall with specifically with the middle schoolers. So it won't be Green Dot per se, but it will be Green Dot inspired. Yeah, Green Dot-ish. You know, we credit Green Dot, of course, and we're introducing the kids, or he will, to the 3Ds, directly intervening, delegating someone else to, or causing a distraction as a way of intervening. So the kids really, I mean, the 3Ds are so easy. They grab onto it right away, and they totally got it. So,
all right. Well, you are listening to The Voice of Ash on 101.9 KVSH. LP Vashon Island, Washington. This is Dove Speaks with Chris Austin and Nin Gray. We just got two more minutes here, so let's make sure that we tell everyone there was the Dove class coming up. Let me see if I can get this all right on the first try. April 29th, Green Dot class, 5 to 6:30 at the O Space.
That's correct.
Yay.
On the 29th, that's correct. And registration is required, so that's important. Although, honestly, you know, people showing up, we're not going to turn anyone away, but it's really helpful for us to know how many name tags to have, how many chairs to set out. Please help us by, you can either call the Dove Project office line, 206-940-6430. That's 940-6432. Say you want to do it, and we'll put you on the list. Or you can email me at my Dove Project work email, which is NYN at vashondoveproject.org.
Right. And they can get both of those at Vashondoveproject.org. Just their website, correct?
Yeah, hopefully. If it's not posted on the website yet, it will be soon. And we're going to be putting posters and flyers up around town. So.
And there was another program you wanted to mention. What was that one?
Yeah, I found out through one of our beloved Dove volunteers is Miss Janie Starr, the fabulous and the amazing. And she is in some way, I don't know if she helped bring this to the island, but it's through the Vashon Methodist Church. Is that what I said? I don't know. I can't remember now.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. And that one is... going to be led by, it's not Green Dot, but it is a bystander intervention.
I
it's
see.
For 3
okay.
hours, and it's led by Reverend Terry Stewart. Mm-hmm. You have to also register for that one. It's at the library. So, and that one is what, May 21st, I believe. May 21st.
May 21st from noon to 12:30. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
To 3:30. Yes.
And so I've seen information on Facebook. Obviously people could contact me to ask about that one as well, and I'm happy to point them to the right way.
Excellent.
That's limited to 40 participants.
All right. Well, our time is up.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
That went by so fast.
Well, Nin, thank you so much. It's wonderful information, important information, and I appreciate you sharing it with us.
I am so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. Okay, listeners, thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week, and have a good week.